This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India's landmark trade agreement with the United States is the result of sustained patience. Mr. Modi said this while addressing NDA MPs at the Parliamentary Party meeting at the Parliament House complex today. India and the US have reached a landmark trade agreement under which Washington will reduce reciprocal tariffs on Indian products to 18%. According to sources, the Prime Minister in the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting said the trade deal has created an economic environment and reflected the government's consistent and measured approach to global trade negotiations. NDA MPs today felicitated Prime Minister Modi for the landmark India-US trade deal during the meeting. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that the India-US trade deal is a historic and forward-looking agreement that places India's national interest at the center. He added that the trade deal strengthens the country's position in the global economy. Mr. Goyal was addressing a press conference in New Delhi. The minister said, under the decisive leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India negotiated from a position of strength and secured a deal that reflects the confidence of a rapidly growing economy. He noted that despite complex negotiations and challenges such as high reciprocal tariffs, India successfully protected its core interests while ensuring fair and balanced market access. He said, under the deal, India's agricultural interests have been fully safeguarded and no compromise has been made on the livelihoods of the farmers.
भारत के भविष्य को चार चांद लगाने वाला ट्रेड डील
A trade deal that will add great momentum to India's future was finalized last night under the leadership of Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This trade deal will bring many opportunities for India's economy and for the country's 1.4 billion citizens, every poor person, farmer, fisherman, rural youth, young woman, our sisters and women.
सभी के लिए ढेर सारे अवसर लाने वाला ट्रेड डील माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने कल तय किया
Several union ministers congratulated Prime Minister Modi and US President Trump on the landmark trade agreement. Industry bodies have hailed the finalization of the India-US trade deal, saying this will boost bilateral trade and create employment opportunities. Secretary of the Department of Financial Services, M. Nagaraju, today said, India remains one of the fastest-growing major economies in the world, with growing projected between 6.8 to 7.2% this year. The secretary was speaking at the post budget conference on the Union Budget 2026-27, organized by ASSOCHAM in New Delhi. Speaking about India-US trade deal, Mr. Nagaraju said, the deal will improve the trade relations and is expected to encourage expansion in industrial capacity between the two nations. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, soared over 2.5% today, supported by the announcement of long-awaited India-US trade deal. The Sensex zoomed 2,073 points to close at 83,739. Eight opposition MPs of the Lok Sabha have been suspended from the remaining part of the budget session for their unruly behaviour in the House. The MPs are Manikkam Tagore, Amrinder Singh Raja, Gurjeet Singh Aujla, Hibi Aden, Dean Kuriakose, Prashant Padole and Kiran Kumar Reddy of Congress and S. Venkatesan from CPIM. The House today witnessed repeated adjournments due to the ruckus created by the opposition parties, including Congress, DMK, Trinamool Congress, Samajwadi Party and others over various issues including India-China relation and India-US trade deal. After that, the chair adjourned the House for the day to meet again at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address on the commencement of the budget session. The motion was moved yesterday by nominated MP C. Sadanandan Master. The Supreme Court today said that the tech giants cannot play with citizens' rights to privacy in the name of data sharing. The court came down heavily on Meta and WhatsApp while hearing their appeals against a Competition Commission of India order, imposing a penalty of 213.14 crore rupees over their privacy policy. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in their crucial eliminator clash in Vadodara this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.